doing my own makeup again. Whatever.
You're going to be great. You're going to be...
Come in.
Hey, Frank. Hey, look, man. I'm kind of worried about you.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure if the folks told you, but the audience is coming in tonight. They're expecting you to make them laugh.
I know, it's a comedy show.
Yeah, I know, it's a comedy show. That's the problem, see, because you're not funny. See, there's funny, and then there's Frank. Guess which one you are?
He's right, Frank.
Is that peanut brittle?
Maybe I could go out there and morph into different people, though, like John Madden, and be funny like that.
Look, I don't know who Morph is, okay?
Frank, now listen. If Terry says you're not funny, hey, that didn't mean anything. That means you'll knock him dead.
All right.
You know, really, and hey.
Looker, hey, reach down and get it, okay?
We're going to sit here and watch. You're going to go knock him dead, and we're being here laughing.
You're right.
Go get him, Frank. Hey, we can do it. Hey, right? You and me, babe?
Awesome. That's
how you do it. You can do it.
All right.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Yes. He's got no shot.
No shot.
No shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, from TBS's Very Funny Theater at Caesar's Palace at the Comedy Festival in Las Vegas, please welcome, from Frank TV, Frank Caliendo!
Yeah, come on! I punch a thing, come on!
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, for those of you who are fans of the baseball playoffs of TBS, two words. I'm sorry. How many times? Frank TV, watch it, watch it. Guess what? You're here. Awesome. Thank you very much. Trying to figure out how to start this thing off. I know people are having trouble with the president. I'm a fan of the president. President Bush, for those of you who don't follow politics. Hey, I've been booed before. But I'll be booed again. Hey, I think it's great we have a president who seems like he's always looking directly into the sun. Every time I see President Bush, he's got this look on his face. Just waiting for him to go, could somebody do me a favor and hand me a pair of sunglasses? Could somebody get me a visor?
Sir, you mean advisor.
No, a visor. What are you, a moron?
Don't you love it when he gives that look like you're the one who just said something ridiculous? He'll look into the camera and be like...
Just want him to go, what are you, stupid? Are you dumb? I know there's a bee in there. You can't hide it from me. That's not Al-Qaeda.
That's also the look he gives you when he tells you something even he doesn't quite believe. And I'm not saying he's the only president who's ever done it, but President Bush will give it away when he tells you something he doesn't believe. He'll tell you something like, today the sky will be green. Just looking around, see if anybody else believes it. Looks like a painting in a haunted house. Sometimes he'll do this. Sometimes he'll get to the end of the sentence and he won't be able to think of that last word, and you find yourself kind of rooting for him to get it. To come on TV and be like,
these terrorists, these guys are, these guys are bad.
Sir, you had two choices, bad and not good. I'm sorry, but that took too long. One of my favorite things to watch him do is this. He'll get up to the podium, and he'll have that little smile on his face, that little smirk, like somebody just told him a really dirty joke before he got up there, and it's the only thing he can think about the entire time. And he wants to let you in on it, but he knows it would be completely inappropriate. He gets up there, he's like,
hello, America. And especially those of you from Nantucket. guys back there know what I'm talking about.